Track 50. Authentic Lecture 3. The Pursuit of Innovation.
What does this mean for individuals? So we talked a little about organizations, but what about individuals in this process? It's really hard to be an individual working in a large organization whose responsibility is to go out and get external ideas. It's a real hard graft of an activity. Many of your colleagues don't like external ideas. They're not well aligned to the corporate processes and procedures. They may not line up with your skills and capabilities that you're holding inside. They maybe take a while to exploit. You've got all these facilities that you've developed, brands that you've invested in. The last thing you want to do is someone to throw you a really radical idea. Right? It can be very costly to implement that idea. So many organizations turn away from these external ideas. But of course now, people are being pushed out into the world to hunt for external ideas, to go to places like Imperial College and find relationships with people here that may allow them to explore new areas. This is very challenging for many organizations, individuals who work in the kind of traditional R&D environment. They have to manage a kind of new fluid model. So they need people who are really skilled in the arts of openness, people who know how to work with external parties, know how to build relationships in successful ways, know how to talk the language of intellectual property, know when to approach an individual about a non-disclosure agreement. These are all skills that individuals have to acquire. Right? The traditional R&D lab did not require this of many individuals. They work for this hunt for new nylons, the internal process of discovery. They can rely on internal knowledge. Now they have to look external for some of these ideas. In our own research, we tried to look at the different roles that individuals play in this process. And we've looked at a large organization and the role of different R&D staff in bringing in knowledge into the firm. And what we found is there's basically three roles that individuals take up in this process. Some individuals are explorers. They're out there hunting for exciting new ideas. They're actively searching and scanning the external environment. Some people are really good at the assimilation process. They can take external ideas and make it, give it a local feel, bring it in to the organization and enthuse and engage their peers about these ideas and start to get them taken up, make them fit the categories of the firm. And then finally, there's those people who are just very good at selling external ideas internally. They're passionate champions of these ideas. They take risks to overcome resistance within the organization with these external ideas. And of course, there's some individuals who take on all three roles. And there's some who take on none of these roles, who just look internal. What we found in our own research is that the individuals who take on all three roles have the highest innovative performance. Those who can do all three stages of this process are the individuals who are really the people who are the very best at doing open innovation. So it's not enough to just go out there and explore the external space. You need to think about how your idea is going to be assimilated internally and how it's going to be championed and driven through into execution inside the organization. So when you're talking to you're an academic, you're talking to someone from industry, are they the explorers or the assimilators or the exploiters? Who is it you're talking to in industry? Does the person you're talking to have the capacity to take your idea, transform it into an idea which is usable within the firm and eventually exploitable by that firm? I think this is going to affect the value of your relationship with that individual.